Jealousy, fear, greed, envy, hatred, aggression are all negative human emotions, but one stands out as the most destructive, both external and internal. In today's episode, I will reveal the most destructive emotion, one that breeds the other negative emotions and has a negative impact on your health and success and the world in general. But lastly and importantly, I'm going to teach you how to rid yourself of this emotion if it is already deep-rooted in you as a habit, and how to avoid it taking hold of you in the future so you can get on with building a life filled with contentment, peace, happiness, achievement, and love. Love for yourself and love for humanity. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of A Higher Branch. Now, if you are new to our podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. And if at the end of this episode you liked the content and learned things of value to yourself, I would really appreciate it if you could share it with people that you love and care about. And I would really appreciate it if you could also leave us a rating and a review so we can reach many more people and have a positive impact on this world. Now, today, I'm going to share with you a topic. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I felt compelled to cover it. I had to do a little bit of research because it is one negative emotion that's foreign to me, because it is not one that is aligned with my core values. In my one-on-one coaching, I often come across two obstacles that are holding people back. The first one is when they're holding on to something from the past. It's either they can't forgive themselves or someone else. The second obstacle, and the emotion of today's topic, which is what I consider the most destructive negative human emotion, is the emotion of envy. In the Bible, it actually says that envy is the root of all evil. Why is it the root of all evil? Because it gives birth to the other negative emotions, the most destructive ones of hatred and aggression. You'll find that everything that was ever destructive in the history of mankind had the seeds of envy, and everything that was constructive had the seeds of love and compassion. And my message to you is that you absolutely need to get rid of this negative emotion. If you want to achieve the life that you deserve, if you want to transform your life and pursue your goals and dreams, you're never going to get there if you have this negative emotion invading the garden of your subconscious mind. Before I go on and give you examples of how destructive envy is, I want to just distinguish between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is a negative emotion that usually triggers fear because you fear losing something or someone to another, usually a rival. Out of that fear, you get a sense of insecurity or anxiety. Envy, on the other hand, is a feeling of resentment triggered by someone else's possessions, their achievements or qualities. So it's a much more complex emotion, and it is rooted in comparison and a desire for what others have. And that's why I felt compelled to cover it, because social media is driving this culture of comparison. And as a result, I feel like there is a lot of people on social media who are envious of what they see. And that's why I believe it's the root of a lot of hatred and hate speech and hate comments. So it's a lot more insidious than a jealousy, because it triggers aggression against a person or against a class of people. But why is it particularly destructive to you personally and internally? If you carry envy in your heart for others, particularly other successful people, you're robbing yourself of motivation and inspiration. I said at the outset that this particular negative emotion is foreign to me. It's because I grew up, when I saw success, I celebrated it. In fact, I say that's the reason for my success, because I came across people that inspired me and I wanted to know the reasons for their success. I was curious about the qualities that they possessed, the resources that they built. And it was through that lens of curiosity and appreciation for other people's success and what they achieved, was something that I aspired to. So I saw that as my goal. And I thought, well, what can I do to achieve that same outcome? Rather than having a lens of envy, it was a lens of curiosity and love for my potential. So as a result of that, I then built a great life and a business that helps humanity. And I'm very proud of that achievement. Now, I can tell you, I would never have achieved that if I walked around with that negative emotion rooted in my mind and heart. I just simply could not. It's just not my experience. I think it's just a rule of the universe. So instead of feeling envious of the people that have what you don't have and people that have built something that you want to build yourself, then you should be thanking them for laying the foundation for you, because they give you hope. If they can do it, so can you. It reminds me of something that Isaac Newton is attributed to saying, where he said, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." If I look back on the last 30 years of my life and the achievements that I've achieved, it's because I have stood on the shoulders of giants who have laid the foundations for me. Every person that I met that inspired me, I could have so easily flipped it and been negative about it. My lens could have been envy, and I couldn't have harnessed that power. I could not harness that inspiration, that motivation that these people gave me. And I'm sure that if you look at all the successful people on this planet and ask them, who was your inspiration? They're going to tell you the inspiration. If you ask them, who did you envy? They're going to look at you blankly. Because people that are successful, people who achieve their goals and dreams, people who are magically rewarded by the universe, don't have envy in their hearts. So the feeling of envy is destructive for you personally, because it takes your focus away from your goals and dreams. It takes your focus away from what you want rather than what other people have achieved in their personal life. The other negative thing about envy is that it breeds a sense of entitlement, where you feel like you should be getting something for nothing without having to work for it, which is, I think, soul-destroying and disempowering. Every human on this planet has 24 hours in the day. Every human on this planet has all the world's strength and power inside of them in the form of unlimited energy. So now I'm going to share with you the antidote to envy. And I'm going to kick it off by reading an excerpt from my first book, A Higher Branch. In chapter 13 of the book, I discuss step 2 of the circle of conscious living. Now, if you are new to our community, A Higher Branch is founded on 2 frameworks that I personally designed. The first one, at the age of 19, called the 8 areas of life, which fill 8 fundamental human needs. And that is part 1 of my book. I cover it. Now, the book is a fable about a little boy who goes into the woods and loses his way home. And there he meets an old man who guides him back home by sharing with him wisdom from the 8 trees of life. And so he teaches him what to focus on in life, and they are the 8 areas. And part 2 of the book, he teaches him how to climb higher in each of them. And step 2 of that process of climbing higher in each of them is to take action with courage, yet be motivated by love. So I'm going to read to you an excerpt from that chapter. And this is where the old man teaches young Tom the lessons learned from the turtle about courage. Because the biggest obstacle for people to take action, especially today's generation, the millennials, is they're the smartest in human history. And they have goals and dreams, but they don't take action because they fear failure. They fear rejection. They fear ridicule. And there's many other fears that they carry around with them, stopping them from taking action. But there's also other things like procrastination, other obstacles. But the point in chapter 13 is to recruit courage for you to take action. But the old man cautions Tom that courage should not be turned into aggression. It needs to be motivated by love. So I'm going to read this little excerpt where he says to him, "Before I teach you the next step in the circle of conscious living, you have to first learn a very important rule about courage. It is a rule that, if broken, will undermine the goals and dreams you hope to achieve, Tom. The rule is simply this: all your actions must be motivated by love. If you want to be the best, then be the best that you can be. Don't be the best with the aim of being better than others. Don't be the best so you can fill yourself with pride. Your motivation for achieving your goals and dreams must be love, and not to prove a point to others. Love is the secret ingredient, Tom. Otherwise, success will be material and not internal. Internal success is when you achieve something that makes you happy and adds value to other people's lives. Doing things out of envy, hatred, or revenge will not make you happy. It will not give you peace of mind. And the old man goes on to say that we should show love whether someone shows it back or not. And my motivation for producing this particular podcast and sharing with you the antidote is because I dread that fear and hatred is spreading in the world and it's going to take over from courage and love. And that's not really a world worth living in. That's why we must individually break that cycle in ourselves, which will rub off on the people we come across, because that is also contagious. Positive emotions are just as contagious as negative ones. And I firmly believe that with love, we can change the world one person at a time. I know that sounds like a cliche, but that's certainly my experience. That's what motivates me to produce this podcast. So the ultimate antidote to envy is love. Now, before you dismiss this as airy-fairy stuff and Sam is getting a little bit too warm and fuzzy, I'm going to give you some tips on how I practice that and why that's proven to be an antidote to envy and, in fact, a lot of the other negative emotions like hatred and anger or aggression. I don't like to produce these podcasts with cliches and airy-fairy stuff without giving you practical tips that you can apply in your day right now. And as time progresses, it'll become a habit and then it will replace what is in your subconscious mind. It does take time, but I promise you, if you persist, you'll find that life will get easier, life will get happier, and magically you will start to materialize all the things that you really want in your life. Okay, here it is. This is how you turn envy into love and admiration. Step one is that you need to catch yourself at that point in time when you are thinking and feeling envy. Whether you're on social media, you're in a meeting, you see someone in public, you read an article about someone that has achieved something great, or you know someone who lives in an amazing house or drives a fancy car or has produced anything artistic that has made them famous, whether they're an actor, a songwriter, or an artist. You need to catch yourself in that moment to say, hey, I am now sowing the seeds of poisonous envy in my body, and that's not loving to me. Two, now I want you to imagine that the person that is the target of your potential envy was once an innocent child wanting basically food, water, and love. Three, I want you then to imagine you were appointed to write, produce, and direct a movie about their life. And then I want you to visualize the sacrifices this person made to achieve that success that you see above the surface. And know that the snapshot that you are seeing either on social media or in the news or passing you by is just the tip of the iceberg. It reminds me of something that Usain Bolt once said, that behind that 10 seconds where he broke the world record, there was 10,000 hours of training. And this is the part in people's lives that we don't get to see, we don't get to appreciate and therefore admire. Now, fourthly and lastly, I want you to walk around with gratitude in your heart. Gratitude for your potential. Gratitude for the resources that you have now. Gratitude for the fact that you live in the 21st century where you have an infinite amount of potential and possibility. And I want you to be grateful for all that you have now. And more importantly, for what you are going to achieve in the future. Because the excitement that you will feel when you finally get on top of this negative emotion of envy and flip it into love and admiration, you are going to feel a sense of great possibility. You're going to feel like this expansiveness where you will feel you can achieve anything. And I'm going to leave you with this last point, which will inspire you further to flip envy into love and admiration. And I just thought of it then, and it was based on what Isaac Newton said. And I'll repeat that. He says, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Well, know that if you consider yourself small at this given moment and you see someone who you consider to be a giant, and by having a curiosity for their success and love and admiration for their success, you are literally standing on their shoulder. And at that point in time, you too will become a giant, because by feeling envy, you are standing next to them. You will look small. By feeling love and admiration, you will be on their shoulders. And that too will make you a giant, and you will see into the future. And that is how humanity has made progress. It is because we have people who walk around with love and admiration for other people's successes, And that's why we have annual upgrades of phones, of cars, of medical advancements and new information that helps us live a healthier and longer life. And that's it, my friends. That's it. It is simple. That prescription I just gave you in those four steps on how to flip envy into love and admiration. It's as simple as that. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And as always, if you know someone that would benefit from listening to today's episodes, please share it with them, because I truly believe that when we put good things out into the world, good things come back to us. And more so, you would be helping me spread the word of a higher branch, because I'm on a mission really to impact as many lives as possible. So please share this on your social media and tag me in it, Sam McCool on Instagram. It's Sam_AHB for a higher branch. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this reminder, as I always do, and that is that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your chance to learn from the past, hit the reset button and start afresh. On that note, I hope you have a great day. As always, live consciously, my friends.